about 3 years ago, sometime around now, around this month, I went into a hospital with my wife, who was pregnant at the time, to try to figure out what the sex of our baby was going to be, our firstborn. And when the doctor pointed out the fact that we are going to have a little girl, I remember getting a shiver that was sent down my spine and throughout my entire body. Wasn't like a shiver of fear or anxiety. It was more of a shiver of excitement, I suppose. Challenge. Reality striking in. I was the middle son, three boys, and most of my cousins, the super majority, I guess you could say, are males. So I really grew up in a male-dominated family, at least number-wise. I think we all sort of knew who was really in control when it came to certain things. But, you know, having a girl is something I had obviously thought that might happen someday, but when reality kicked in, it was something a lot different. And it was a little frightening because I know that women don't have it easy in this world. You know, they don't make as much money as men do for doing the same type of work. They are often overwhelmed and saddled with parenting responsibilities, even when they work along with their spouses, because of the emphasis put on careers for males and whatnot. I also know that women are oftentimes the victims of violent crime and sexual crime a lot more than men are for my job. And it's just really a frightening prospect to send a little girl off into the world. But I decided at that point, and I've really held strong to it since, that, I mean, obviously I knew my daughter was going to be beautiful, was going to be pretty. Daughters are always beautiful and pretty. But I wanted to emphasize to her that there was something more important than that in life, and that's being strong and smart, too. And every time I would refer, and still do refer to my little girls as pretty or beautiful, I always add smart and strong in, too, just to emphasize that to them. And I can remember a few months back, I sent out a tweet that was probably my favorite, or one of my favorites at least, tweets, and it went like this: raising my girls to be smart, strong, and beautiful. Smart so they know the world, strong so they can control it, smart plus strong equals beautiful. And really got a good response from people, which was nice for me, because that's was just really an expression of my philosophy on raising daughters. And I was listening to the president's victory speech the other night, and he gave credit to his family, which he should do. And one of the things he said was to his wife, "I've never loved you more." And to my daughters, "We've watched you grow up to be two strong, smart, and beautiful young women, just like your mother." And again, I got a shiver up my spine, because to hear the President of the United States share the same philosophy, as simple as it may be, that I do in raising my daughters, and I know that a lot of other men do that raise daughters, gives me, again, some hope for the future, that women will reach a point of equality with men in the workplace and careers and family and whatnot. And I think that we're sending out a group of women into the world, I hope, that are really going to assert their place in the future of our world. So with that, dads, let's push our daughters to be just as strong, smart, and successful as we do our sons for the next generations to come.